I had a guest on my program one Sunday evening, a gentleman by the name of Theo Simmons X, who was a Muslim minister from the Nation of Islam. He and his wife were there. He was my primary guest, but she had come with him. And while we were talking about some of the problems that we saw in the community and some of the possible solutions for the problem, one of the callers called him and said, "Since you know all the answers, what are you going to do about it?" And that prompted us to begin to not just be talkers, but to be doers. And so a challenge was offered. And so we began to talk and share that one of the things that we might want to do is, instead of trying to put together something to tell children what to do, the first thing that we need to do is talk to children and find out what children need, what they want, what their hopes are, what the problems are with children, because they were the ones who were acting out the behavior problems that we were seeing being manifest in our community. And we did so. We started, and we offered a challenge on the air for others to join in and let us work together to deal with it. And so Theo and myself began to hit the streets, and then a lot of other persons in our community, such as our city councilman, Robert Avery, Stafford Rouser, or I just hate to name people because there's just so many people that men that came out. We got CB radios and the like, and we just started patrolling the streets where we saw drugs being sold and gangs developing and deviant behavior patterns developing. And we just began to get out and talk to children, talk to the young people who were involved in it, saying, "What's the problem? What? Why?" And one of the major problems was boredom. The idle mind is the devil's workshop. Anytime there's nothing positive to do, people can find something negative to do. And so we began to talk with them about some of the things that we might do with them. And so we started off things like we went to businesses throughout the community and got donations such as hot dogs, hamburgers, to the dairy places here and got orange juice and a lot of other things to bottling companies and got sodas. And we just had some outings where we could get them together and just talk with them or start having little dances for them just to give them something to do, rather than have them sitting idle and getting involved in negative behavior patterns. And we started this problem as a problem. And then from there, after we found out some of the things that they want to do, Theo and I went to my house one night and we sat down. And the Lord just revealed to me, well, we looked over some programs that we saw, that one program in particular that he was aware of. And then we looked at some other things and we listened to the needs of the children. And so as we began to set up, Theo grabbed a pen and began to write down some of the ideas that the Lord was giving me. And as the Lord gave the ideas, Theo wrote everything down, and we just put together a multifaceted program in one setting. One night, it was just like there was a revelation knowledge that came in. And we sat there and we put it together. And then we gave it to our wives, and they looked at it, and it didn't seem like anything that could have even possibly come out of us. It was just so well put together. Everything just fell perfectly in place. And we began to organize and put together the programs we were talking about. The sports program, we started up a basketball league that summer. We started that feeding and talking to children and giving them some positive activity that summer. Then in September, after that summer was over, we went to the Board of Education with a plan to institute a tutorial program in conjunction with the Board of Education. And that's in our education program, really began to do some things where we're now tutoring in 8 schools free of charge. We're tutoring over 300 children a quarter. Well, just every semester we're tutoring over 300 children in our tutorial program with a lot of volunteer people who work to help our children in this process. And so we've been very blessed with that. The Board of Education accepted the proposal, and they were happy to work with us. And they made all their facilities available for us, and anything that we needed, they made it available for us, and we were able to go in and work with them. And the next phase of our program, we just began to expand. We went to the city, we got some monies from the city of Gaston, and they helped us to get some equipment that we needed. To get some things going, and we were primarily working at that time out of the parsonage at my church. They gave the church, in the Metallic Mount Zion Baptist Church, gave us the parsonage rent free to turn into an office and to do those kinds of things. But we were very blessed there, and the Lord just began to bless us, and we began to grow. And as we've grown every year, we've added new programs to the repertoire program to help children, talent program, talent shows. Just a long list of things that we're involved in. In fact, when I start talking about Quest for Excellence, when I begin to talk to you about Quest for Excellence and go into all the details about what we do with Quest for Excellence, it takes about a 3-hour presentation just to share with folks what we do.
That's pretty impressive. Can you name some of the programs? You've named the sports, and you've named the academics, the tutorial part. What else do you all do with Quest?
Yeah, the images program is very exciting. In our images program, what we do, we try to develop positive images in the minds of young people. And we have as one part of our program, which is also a part of our Fighting Back initiative, the program began to spread so until we had to just merge some of them together. And a lot of them coming in our Fighting Back initiative. We have right at 300 mentors who work with elementary school kids who are having problems. Their requirements are that they go by the school once a week, at least once a week, have lunch, or spend 1 hour per week with a child, to bond with that child so that a child can understand that there's somebody who cares about them and somebody who is willing to listen to them. And most of the children we're dealing with are from single-parent households. Some of them are socially economically deprived. And these mentors go in and work with them, help to build their self-esteem, help to motivate them, help them to realize that they can become achievers, help them to make rational decisions about various things that are taking place in their lives. Share with them that they can graduate from school. Many of them feel that they don't have a possible chance of graduating, but these mentors come in and they stay with them and encourage them and help them over the difficult problems they have in their lives. And they serve as support sometimes for the parents, to help the parents to constantly give those children positive advice. This is a very, very positive program. We're very excited about it. Then there's another program that we have when we work with the children who have shown that they have problems in school, illustrated by deviant behavior patterns that we see occurring. We have four panels. Each panel consists of a psychologist, a pediatrician, a MD, a social worker, a school counselor. And we call this our early warning panel. We have four early warning panels. And we have young people who have had problems in school. They're able to go before the early warning panel, and the early warning panel will listen to the problems that have been manifest with the child. And they make determinations as to whether or not the problem that the child might have some psychological base to it, or whether or not he or she have a medical problem that causes the deviant behavior with the child. We have children who have gotten into problems and who need legal counseling. The attorney is there for them. The social worker serves as a mediator to work with the group and with the family. The counselor works with the school and the family to help get that child back on the right track. And it serves as they put together what we call a prescription. And a prescription is simply a plan of activities that can be put in place to help to put the child back on track and to monitor the child's progress, so that we'll be able to ensure that if there's any problem that still arises with the child, we'll be able to immediately find what those problems are and help to correct if the problems seem to arise. And so that is an exciting program that we have as well.
And what was the name of this program?
Our early morning.
Okay.
We have a complete parenting program where we teach parents how to identify behavior problems with children or developing. We teach them how to identify drug use, alcohol use, those kinds of things. We teach them how to communicate with their children, how to positively express disapproval. Those kinds of things that will help parents to become better parents. We also, in this resource, we also share with parents other areas wherein that child might receive help, or that family might receive help, so that their child needs might be met. We're in constant contact with DHR, or we're in constant contact with the state social worker. We even work with probation officers, and we work with juvenile judges and the like to share with those parents areas where they can receive help for those children and get those children back on the right track, and then help for them so that they can be the positive parents that their child needs, so that he or she might receive the proper guidance that they should receive.
So far, what I see is Quest for Excellence is basically a big brother organization.
It's more than that. It's more than that. See, we work with the community in that the magnet school system, the magnet school program that we have is operating in the East Gadsden area.
Yes.
Quest for Excellence was the originator of that idea. In fact, the Lord gave me that idea when I was in Washington about something we wanted to do here. And we worked through that process for about 5 years before it became a reality. As a result, we are able to work with the schools in the East Gadsden area, which are four schools, two elementary schools, one middle school, and a high school.
Yes.
And we were able to, through and by receiving, having the City Board of Education to apply for a grant, we did all the groundwork to make sure they were going to be able to get the grant. And as a result, we were able to bring $5.6 million into the school system so that we might be able to have the kind of technology in the school that would help our children prepare for the 21st century.
Wow, that's impressive.
So we do that kind of thing. And we also are involved in grants such as the grants to buy computers to put in housing projects, to put in schools, and even to encourage churches to put computers in their churches so that those kids will be able to go to church or go to a housing project and be able to get the kind of help that they need through and by the kind of technology that we're placing in those areas as well. And we're excited about what we're doing there and the things that we're working with there. We work very closely with the public housing, and that anytime public housing have a problem, we go in and we work with them to help solve those particular problems. We work with putting ministries in public housing so that we have ministers operating in public housing that will be able to meet the needs of the residents there. We do anything that where there's a need, we work to meet that need. Oftentimes, we don't talk about the things that we do because to complete the job is more important than us getting the credit for it. As I said earlier, to deal with Quest for Action, just show y'all the things we do in Quest for Action, take a considerable length of time, and that's a whole other story within itself. And so we do so many different things. So if you want to, we can just get back to that as it becomes important to what we're doing.
Okay. Mr. Kimball, I noticed at one point Quest for Excellence was instilling that basic family values that you learned when you were growing up. It's not really basically doing that, but I do notice that you're trying to instill that family, that sense of family, or that security that you and people your age had when you were younger. How would you react to that statement?
I think that that's a true statement. But from my perspective, I guess what I'm primarily trying to do is bring about a sense of community.
This is the end of side A. Please turn to the other side.